A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This year, for International Women's Day, TalkSport Breakfast presenter Laura Woods has been speaking about her experiences of working in the media as a woman. In this episode, Laura gives advice to young women looking to make their way in the industry, as well as some of the hardships she's faced along the way. Together, we can hashtag break the bias.
I don't mind being criticised for having a stupid opinion. I don't mind that, because every now and then I do have a stupid opinion. That's fine. You can absolutely tear me down. I could say the wrong thing. I could make a mistake. And you know what? I'm on air. Therefore, I'm a target. And it's not even about just being a target. I'm the one that's put myself out there. I went for this job and said, I want to be a presenter. I want to go on and talk about football and all other sports all day on a show called TalkSport. So I can't then come back and say, oh, don't criticise my opinions. Criticise my opinions as much as I want, but don't judge me because I'm a girl. Like, come on, get over it. Get over it, move on. Like, I mean, I get fed up with things like, oh, she only got a job because she looks the way she does, things like that. So then I come onto the radio and it's still a factor and I'm like, well, hang on a minute, who did you sleep with to get to the top? Can't I just have worked for as long as I've worked and worked really hard and got what I'm given because my boss thinks, actually, you're the right fit, you're the right person for this job, and I think there's an audience that might connect with you. And I get sick and tired of going, hey, I did work experience for 2 weeks at Sky Sports when I was 22 years old, when it was 2009. I wasn't allowed to touch a microphone. I wasn't allowed to step in front of a camera and really show anyone what I had for about 6 years. Mm. I had to really force those guys to believe in me. I had to take a camera myself and go and do my own filming backstage at darts competitions and stick it on YouTube. And then eventually people were going, oh, all right. And still even then it was scraps. It was do this, do that. But those scraps meant the world to me. You know, they were still live broadcasting. People asked me how I got into my job and I said I did everything. I did ping pong, I did bowling. And the amount of people that have scoffed at that. And I'm like, no, hang on a minute. Yeah. Everything about that bowling production replicates a football production. You come on air with an opener. Your presenter is doing an opening link. You are throwing to breaks. You are doing analysis. You are interviewing people. You are throwing to commentators. You're picking up off people. There is nothing different between football and ping pong or bowling or any of those sports that I worked on. I worked on NFL. I did a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I would honestly, I'd do anything. I did golf. Mm. I did pre-recorded. I did live. I was a reporter. I was a presenter. I was everything behind the scenes, from a runner all the way up to producer level. I produced at Sky and I was the youngest one to do it at the time. I've worked on snooker, speedway, darts. I've done it.
You know. Break the bias is the message for International Women's Day. How important is it for you that we talk about it? What does break the bias mean?
I think break the bias for me is just allowing everybody to go about their business and just not be criticised for really, what's the word, superficial things. You know, visual things like the way you look, your gender, the colour of your skin, anything like that. Everyone just, I suppose, to be on a level playing field and judged in the right way. You know, we are here to create debate. So we're not here to agree with each other. And no one, you're never going to get two people in the room that are going to agree on everything in sport ever. And that's the beauty of it, because there are no facts really. Apart from if you want to work off stats constantly, there's really no facts. It's just opinion in sport. That's why we love it. And that's why everyone can have their say. And that's what we built a radio station on. We give out a phone number every day, a text number, a tweet to say, come on and have your say. So you can do that. What I don't do when I read out your tweets is go, ooh, Jeff from Staines, I'm going to judge him a little bit here. No, we don't, because it's just the same. I don't read one out from Sandra and go, oh, that's a woman. I'm not going to read that one out. We just don't. Just get on with it. Do you know what? That's the biggest thing. I don't even want to sit here and go, oh, please don't judge us. My main thing, like in all of this, since I took over the breakfast show, especially, is can we just get on with it? Can we get on with it? Can we stop talking so much about it and just get on with it?
This is why we're talking about it, because we need to stop it and we need to educate. For me, I like to pave the way for young girls behind us. And I want them not to have these conversations in 30 years. And I want their children not to have the conversations. Mm. And actually, I want some of our mums and dads, you know, Sarah Everard, and we talked about, oh, keep the girls safe, make sure you're safe. No, tell the boys that that's not acceptable way to work to behave around women. You know, let's start educating the youth on how we are to behave. You know, and that's what makes me then roll in eyes. Oh, look at the old woman in the corner. No, the youth today have shown they're very powerful. And that's what I think that's what we need to do.
Hello, good morning. I'm Laura Woods and you are listening to the brand new TalkSport Breakfast. So where do I start? Ever since I was little, TalkSport has played a major role in my life. It's always been on in every room of the house and in the car when my dad used to drive us around. I've grown up just like you as a part of this audience. So when I first got the job reviewing the papers on Alan's show, it really was one of my proudest moments. And since then, this team and this company have very much become my family. When you talk about like, diversity and moving forward and ticking boxes, that's another one that I hate, like ticking boxes. I'm just here because I'm enjoying it and I'll keep doing it because I'm enjoying it. And I actually have become a lot more hardened to trolling. I just have. And I feel like I get it less now. I feel like when people just get used to stuff. When I took over the breakfast show, it was in the middle of lockdown had just started. In that time, the sympathy I have for the people that were trolling me is quite good. I have sympathy for them because when I think about it, you've taken away sport. You don't have that outlet anymore. You are in lockdown. You can't go out. You can't see your mates. You can't do anything like that. And then Alan Brazil, who's the voice of a generation, who's been on the radio station for 20 years, for people that are really used to that, that was then reduced from 5 days a week down to 2 days a week. And then there's someone else who's thrust in front of the microphone and you're listening to that person or no one at that time in the morning. So I understood it because I missed Alan myself. Because I used to listen to him for that long as well. And that was from my dad. My dad listened to him for 20 years as well. So that filtered down to me. So I missed Alan. So I had empathy with those people. What I didn't enjoy was the way that they made me feel. But then as time went on, people just get used to it.
Yeah.
No one likes change. But then once you've experienced it and you go, oh, this isn't actually that bad, then you let your guard down and then you start to enjoy it a little bit more. So I don't really get that trolling anymore. I get these individual ones and it takes me 2 minutes to look at their page and see that they abuse everyone. And I think, bless you. My advice to any young woman that is looking to get into the world of sport especially, is just really, really back yourself and really believe that what you're interested in is enough and everything else you can learn. Because I remember being really down on myself. Your inner voice is the most critical voice you'll ever hear. None of those trolls, no executive producer will ever have a harsher tone than your own inner voice because no one knows you the way that you know you. And if your inner voice when you wake up is constantly critical, that's what you're going to live the day with. If you wake up and you look in the morning and you're kind to yourself and you pay yourself a compliment rather than give yourself a little bit of a dig, then that will set you off on the right foot and go and just have that belief. And what's the worst that could happen, honestly? Walking into these rooms, yeah, there's a few blokes around. They're probably looking at you thinking, I'm intimidated by her. Mm. What does she know? Mm. I'm going to have to work next to a girl. What if she knows more than I do? Well, yeah, use that power then. You know what? If you're going to live with that bias, use that bias. I would just say, believe it. And another thing is really just treat every job in the way that I still do now and the way that I did at the beginning of my career. I genuinely think that's what got me to where I am today, is treating every job with the exact same amount of respect.
The one thing I will say to any woman working in some of the still male-dominated areas is it is intimidating. I'm hard as nails, you're quite hard as nails, but I can still get intimidated. Mm. Still have to hold my own, but just, I want to say, just don't. Just kind of just blag it. You deserve to be there. And the more you feel that, the easier and better it will become.
There's going to be people that will always criticise you no matter what walk of life you go down, but you'll also have a lot of support as well. There's this great woman called Brené Brown, and I watch her all the time, and I watched her when I got my new show, and she does this brilliant speech about being in the arena and only being able to be criticised by anybody that's been in the arena with you. So essentially, unless someone has done your job, walked in your shoes and understands what you're going through, why would you allow them to critique your work? Like, you're not going to allow a food blogger to critique your film, are you? Because no, they don't know what they're talking about. So why are you allowing these people to bring you down or make you feel bad? They don't know how you're feeling or how hard you've worked to get there. And as soon as you do that, it takes the sting out of the tail a little bit of these comments that you're getting. And sometimes it's just the fear of, you know, of looking at social media. Don't look at it. Don't look at it. Don't give it so much power, because you sitting there and scrolling through social media gives it power. I remember once, I mean, it was the first time I ever went on TV, and it coincided with the creation of Twitter.
Oh.
I've never broadcast without the backdrop of Twitter. And I made the mistake of searching my own name, and I will never make that mistake again, because there are no named, no faced eggs on Twitter that just would like to see, and they smell blood, because the first time you ever broadcast, yeah, you are shaking, your voice sounds different, you are a sitting target. So people are going to go and see that and go, excellent, I would like to make myself feel better today, you're my target, have a bit of this crap. Mm. And you reading that almost allows them, or justifies what they've written, because you are letting them in. You're giving them what they want, which is a reaction. So I'll never do that again. And I will only allow people who have walked in my shoes, done my job, or sit by me every day to really criticise me. What does get me, and what did get me the other day, is I presented an FA Cup game for ITV. And these games, like, don't underestimate how much they mean to me. This is pinnacle of my career stuff. Like, I'm on cloud nine. I've done three of them, and this was my second. And when I got dressed that morning, I dressed in as much of an androgynous fashion as I possibly could, because I didn't want to give anybody an inch of skin, a minute to go, what is she wearing? I didn't want to take your attention away from anything like that. I basically dressed like a man. I wore a waistcoat. I looked like a snooker
player.
Please
tell me you put a bin bag on, because that's the only thing that would have worked.
I did think about that. That was part B, put a bin bag on. But I dressed like a snooker player, because I thought, right, I'm in a studio, I'm presenting FA Cup football, let's do this. I curled my hair and I was like, I'm going to leave it down. So I left my hair down. I think that was enough. I got a review from a journalist. Must never have really watched FA Cup coverage, football coverage, listened to the radio for the last however many years I've been involved in it, because he had no idea what was going on. And he said he switched on the FA Cup and he almost mistook it for an episode of Love Island, because the presenter could have been a contestant. He didn't know whether I was checking my nails or checking my notes. And that was printed by a professional journalist. And I felt like saying, you are exactly the kind of example that we need to give as to why diversity is important. Because we're not catering for you, we're catering for everybody. And if your problem when you turn on the TV and see a woman with blonde hair, it's bleached, by the way, it's not real. If that's the first thing that you see when you turn on the TV, is you're like, you can't see past the person delivering you the team news, that's your problem, mate. That's not mine. That says more about you than it does me.
Anything else you wish to say, Ms. Woods?
I think sometimes we, like you say, we focus so much on the negative and we don't focus enough on the positive. And working in sport is a blessing like you could never imagine.
Best thing you've done in working in sport? Best place? What have you done? Where have you been?
I mean, cup finals, presenting a Carabao Cup final last season. Every time I do these things, I feel like I've peaked. FA Cup last
World
night.
Cup on the horizon.
World Cup on the horizon. That is the list. Anchoring a World Cup game is something I would never have even dreamed would be achievable.
When you had your David Seaman shirt on with the long sleeves.
Oh, my goodness. Like, you know, try telling that girl.
How does your dad feel?
Brimming with pride. Text me this morning. He watched last night. He said, I meant to text you last night, but you were brilliant. Just said you were great. You know, that's like, he's... Him and my mum and my brothers and my granddad, who's passed away now, my nan, you know, those family members, they are the ones that I wait for the message from. They are not XYZ on Twitter. Mm. Yes, don't get me wrong. I love interacting with people on Twitter. I use it for the good. I really like it. I'll always chat to people on Twitter as long as they're not calling me a. But waiting for those messages from my family mean more to me than anything does. My nan messaged last night. We're in a big group. There is every single member of the family in that group, including the in-laws, whether they like it or not. And it is popping off all the time. And without fail, my nan will message after every ITB event. Never after Sky. She doesn't have Sky, doesn't care. She's probably not really ever watched me on Sky, to be honest. As soon as I started working on ITV.
Free to air TV, as we call it.
Free to air, I've made it. That is it. This is it, right? So I was working on ITV and my nan texted last night and they all call me Larry. And she said, Larry, brilliant as always. And she watched it and she said to me something that I didn't know. She said, your granddad used to tape anything that you did and watch so she could watch it back because she'd always be out line dancing. So she'd go out line dancing, she'd come home, my gramps had recorded something I'd done and they'd watch it together. And I had no idea about that. So really, like for me, I don't care, I've made it already because my granddad and my grandma were watching me on TV and that's the best.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Because I'd like to be able to walk into a newsroom or switch on a radio or do my broadcast without any kind of preconceived judgment or me being able to have an opinion and it not being ridiculed because it's attached to me being a woman.
Now it's time to break the bias. I heard she's sick and tired of climbing to the top. You're feeling uninspired. She says she loves the game and they're so surprised, but they can't believe it. You can see it in their eyes. Their eyes don't lie. You're wondering why she feels like her limits are a ceiling, not a sky. It doesn't really matter. It happens every time. It almost feels like it is part of the design. She says she's got a job. Yeah, she's the CEO. They're asking her questions like, who do you have to... Or who does daddy know? They said it's just a joke. Wonder why she's angry when she's been provoked. She's finally got the gig. To her it means a lot. Then they try to tell her she's only there to tick a box. Forget about her props. The way she took the knocks. Forever being doubted even when you're at the top.
It's a lot. Celebrate the bias. We're changing up the game. We'll take a minute to upload who we've become. A woman's fighting so is her brain. Don't expect us to be quiet. We're playing on the same. Can you hear the thunder of what's to come? This now is where women reign.
Yes, seeing is believing. Now there is a presence she can start achieving. Yeah, and they said football weren't for girls. Yet FaZe up on TalkSport, talking WSL.
Kick off 4:30.
This is a message to my daughter too. When I was writing this, yeah, I thought of you. Don't let them tell you what you can or you can't do. You can be a champion, Emma Raducanu. Conversations like this means we're doing better. But doing better's only better when we're all together. I'll go online and get abuse later. But they couldn't take a right hook from Katie Taylor. Yeah, and that's the power of a woman. I was carried by a woman and I'm married to a woman. Change is coming sooner rather than later. Eventually, we return to Mother Nature.
It's time to break the bias. We're changing up the game. We'll take a minute to upload who we've become. A woman's fighting, so is her brain. Don't expect us to be quiet. We're playing out of state. Can you hear the thunder of what's to come? This now is where women reign.
Courtney Sweetman Kirk and Flo Lloyd Hughes. Jenny Barnes be the best when she reads the news. Leanne Sanderson, Reshmin Chowdhury, Faye Carruthers. Natalie Sawyer, Laura Woods, and so many others. Paving pathways for another generation. It's why I'm proud to be a part of this station. Talk sport, yeah, we must be responsible to let our daughters know that anything
it's
is possible.
It's time to break the bias. We're changing up the game. We'll take a minute to upload who we've become. It's her brain. Don't expect us to be quiet. We're playing out of state. Can you hear the thunder of what's to come? This now is where women reign.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.